Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as a body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 3. A Land of Wheat and Barley. Monday. Related verses. Deuteronomy 8, verse 8. A land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive trees with oil and of honey. John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Matthew 14, verse 19. And after commanding the crowds to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples to the crowds. Mark 6, verses 2 through 3. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing were astounded, saying, Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to this man? And how is it that such works of power take place through his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were stumbled in him. Luke 2, verses 40 and 52. And the little child grew and became strong, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Verse 52. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature, and in the grace manifested in him before God and men. John 6, verse 57a. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father. Related reading. We must worship the Lord for his word. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 8, he put wheat first, not the barley or the vine. What aspect of Christ does wheat represent? From John 12, verse 24, we can see that the Lord is a grain of wheat falling into the earth to die and to be buried. The wheat represents Christ incarnated. Christ is God incarnated as man to fall into the earth, to die and to be buried. This is the wheat. It typifies the Christ who is incarnated, the Christ who died, and the Christ who is buried. Let us consider the experience of wheat. Whenever you are put into a situation by the Lord's sovereignty in which you are limited, in which you are pressed, you may experience the Lord as wheat. When in the midst of that limiting and pressing situation you contact the Lord, he is just as a grain of wheat to you. Immediately upon contacting him, you can be completely satisfied with your situation and your limitation. That life which is Christ himself within you is a grain of wheat. It is the life of the little carpenter, the incarnated one, the limited one. When you are in a certain environment in which you are restricted and suppressed, if you have a living touch with Christ, you will say, O Lord, you are the infinite God, but you did become a finite man. There is power in you to suffer any kind of limitation. You will experience Christ as a wheat. One day, a very good and spiritual sister came to see me. She had come from a rich family and had married a brother who had to take care of his mother. The mother was amiable to the son, but to the daughter-in-law it was another story. This young sister came to me seeking some fellowship to see whether her experience was right or not. Then she told me how much she suffered day by day from her mother-in-law. She told me how she went to the Lord and asked the Lord to do something. Of course, she dared not ask the Lord to get rid of her mother-in-law, but she asked the Lord to deliver her from that situation. She said then that when she besought the Lord immediately began to show her what kind of person he was on the earth. He showed her how much he was limited as a carpenter in that little family for more than 30 years. When she saw such a vision, she cried with tears, "Lord, I praise you. I praise you. Your life is in me. I am satisfied, Lord, with my present situation. I do not ask you to change anything. I just praise you." She asked me if her experience was right, and I told her that it was most right. This sister experienced Christ as a grain of wheat. She was really a spiritual sister. Sometime later, this sister came to me again. This time she said, "Brother, praise the Lord. I am not only satisfied with the limitation of my family, but I have seen something more of the Lord Jesus. He was not only limited, but he was also put to death and buried. When the Lord revealed this to me, I told him that I would not only be content to stay with the situation in my family, but I would even die and be buried in this family for his sake." This was a further experience of Christ as a grain of wheat. To many of us, in many circumstances, the Lord Jesus is just as a grain of wheat. The more we experience him, the more we realize that he is such a one. He lives in us. Here is our life to make us willing to be limited, willing to die, willing to be buried, willing to be nothing. This is the experience of Christ as wheat.